นะ
Lots of pages in the Bible, lots of study that each of you have. Any question that you would like us to deal with today?
有很多的内容圣经，我们也读了很多的内容。大家今天有什么问题吗？First Corinthians 9, 九章二十四是吧？
对，
9:24. First Corinthians 9:24. 然后问题是什么呢？对对对，只有一人。 OK, yeah. So the question is on the reward. So in this verse, do you know that in a race all runners run, but only one get the prize? But what we learn is that everybody has a reward according to his own work.
Yes.
But how to understand this verse? Why only one get the prize?
Okay. So everybody understands the question?
Yeah, I think so.
They ask it in Chinese. That's right, they've asked it in Chinese. So I'm the only, Norm and I are the only ones who don't understand.
都明白这个问题吗？大家都明白哈。
It is true that in a race like they would run in the Olympic Games, only one comes first.
那这是事实啊，在比如说奥运会上的这个比赛呢，只有一个人能够得的奖牌金牌。
In the Christian life, we all get a prize.
那在一个基督徒的生命里呢，我们每一个人都会得到一个奖赏。
But we don't all get first prize.
但我们并不是都得到那第一名的奖赏。
So, 1 Corinthians chapter, chapter 4.
哥林多前书的四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4 says, verse 5.
四章五节，林前的四章五节。
And in English it says, therefore, judge nothing before the
appointed.
That's right, before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of men's hearts. At that time, each will receive his praise from God.
那林前的四章五节说呢，所以时候未到，什么都不要论断。只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，那时个人要从神那里得着称赞。
So this is basically saying that we can't tell who's going to win and who's going to lose. We don't really know how to evaluate one another.
所以这段经文告诉我们，我们就不知道谁会得着奖赏，谁会失去，我们不能够明白每一个人的心呢，我们不能评估每个人的状态。
So, I don't go around this group and say, well, this one comes first, this one's next, this one's next. And we can't evaluate those things.
所以我们不能说，他来到我们这群人当中，他说，这个人是第一，这个人第二，这个他不能这么做。
We find it even hard to know whether a person did the right thing or not.
我们甚至不知道，一个人他现在做这个事到底对或者不对。
Have you ever done something during the day? And then you go to bed at night and you say, I don't know. I don't. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
你有没有经历过这样的情况？比方说，你白天你做了一件事，然后你晚上躺在床上想一想，哎呀，我早知道这个事好像不应该做的。
And Paul says earlier, if I can find the words, he says, I don't even judge myself. There we are at the end of verse 3. I do not even judge myself.
那这里保罗呢在四章三节里面说到呢，哥林多前书四章三节，他说我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。
So when we do things, what do we do? Before you do something, what do you do?
那你要做一个事情之前你会做什么呢？
Well, you think, and then you pray. You should do both before every action. You think and you pray, and then you do.
所以呢，在你做一件事情之前，你总会做两个步骤。你想，你用你的思想，你想怎么做，然后呢，你会祷告，你两件事都会做，然后你就去做了。
But when you finish,
然后当你做完了呢
，you're not really sure whether you did the right thing or the best thing. You don't even judge yourself.
然后呢，当你结束了以后呢，你也不能确定你到底做的是不是对的或者最好的事，这就是你连自己也不论断的意思。
So sometimes when my sister and I are talking about things,
那有的时候呢，我姐姐跟我会就一些事情来讨论。
And I will often say, I'm not sure if I did the right thing.
那我经常会说呢，哎呀，我不是很确定我是没有没做对这个事。
And she will say to me, Did you pray?
他会问我呢，你祷告了吗？
And I would say yes.
我说是的。
And she'd say, well, if you prayed, then the Lord will look after it. If you prayed, leave it up to the Lord.
然后他说，如果你祷告了呢，那神会就会看顾这一切。如果你祷告了，你就把这个交给主吧。
But these verses in 1 Corinthians 4 say, when it's done, each woman who does it for the Lord.Will receive a prize.
所以这就是林前讲的，只要每一个人呢，他做了，按他的感动去做了，他总是能从神那里得着称赞。
But not necessarily the first prize.
但不一定就是第一名的称赞，第一名的奖励。
Chapter 3.
那我们看三章，往前还是往前翻，林前三章。
Verse 13 says,
13节,
and this is relating to the activities of life, the building of life.
那个人的工程啊，它是指每个人的在地上做的事情，就像做工程一样。
We are all building in life, aren't we?
我们都是在我们的生命里建工程，对不对？
And so it says, if any man builds on this foundation, that's the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light.
It's verse 12, right?
That's in verse 12. Verse 13, I'm in there.The middle of verse 13, I read down.
个人工程必然显露，因为那日子将要帮他显明出来，有火发现，这火要试人个人的工程，试验个人的工程怎样。
So at the end of our life, there will be judgment.
然后在他们的生命的结束的时候呢，会有一个审判。
And the question is, what kind of judgment is it going to be?
那问题是呢，什么样的审判？会是一个什么样的审判？
The end of verse 13 says.It will be judged or revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work.
那这个审判呢是有火啊，然后这个火呢会试验这个工程会怎么样。
So at the end of life, there will be judgment day for each of us, and we will be judged on the basis of two things.
所以在一个人的一生到最后的时候呢，我们每个人都会有都会有个审判，那审判日啊，那这审判呢会有两件事情要做。
Number one, what we did.
第一呢是我们做了什么。
And number two, the quality of what we did.
第二呢是我们所做的它的质量是怎么样。
So, one day you might do something that is very, very nice and very, very easy.
有一天呢，你可能会做非常好也非常容易的一件事。
And the person beside you might do the same thing, but it, for that person, it was very, very hard.
那第二个旁边那个人呢，可能跟你做一样的事情，但是对这个人来说，他可能非常非常的难。
Who would get the best reward?
谁会得到那最好的奖赏呢？
The person who did the right thing, but for them it was hard. But the person who did the right thing when it was easy, he'll get a little reward, but not the reward for the man who did the right thing, but it was hard.
那这对那一个他做了对的事而且非常难的呢，他的奖赏会比那做了对的事但非常容易的要大。
So there's six different things that you can build with. That's six fingers I've got there.
那有六样的材料哈，原料我们是可以用来建的。
Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble.
好的三样呢是金银和宝石啊，不好的呢是草木和禾秸啊。
So if we had in the middle of our room here, if we had a great big pile of gold and silver and precious stones and wood and hay and stubble, great pile of all those six things.
如果我们把这六样东西呢摆在我们这桌子当中，一群有金银宝石，也有草木禾秸，一起堆在那很多。
And if we were to go and light a fire to that pile,
如果我们去呢，把这堆当中点了火。
When the fire was over, and we got some wind to blow away the ashes,
然后当火烧完了以后，有一阵风把灰吹走了。
What would have happened?
你猜剩下什么呢
？Number one.The wood and the hay and the stubble would all be gone.
第一呢，草木禾秸都烧完了。
Number two, the gold and silver and precious stones would be left.
第二呢，金银宝石会留下。
But what would be the difference between the pile after and the pile before?
那是那一堆和前面那一堆区别是什么？
On the pile after, you'd be able to see the gold, silver, and precious stones.
在后面那堆呢，你能够看得见草木禾秸了，看得见金银宝石。
Before you couldn't see the gold, silver, and precious stones because they'd been buried under the wood, hay, and the stubble.
因为在这之前呢，全部都堆在一起，你也看不见里面的金银宝石。
So reward day for the Christian is going to be wonderful because all the bad stuff's going to have burned up.
所以奖赏日呢，对所有基督徒是非常好的，因为他一把呢，把那没有用的东西都烧光了。
And what is left is going to be wood, hay, gold, silver, and precious stone.
那留下的就是金银和宝石的。
And frankly, that's going to look pretty good.
那个当然看起来就非常棒了。
So I'm going to let you in on a secret.
那我就给大家一个秘密啊。
After Judgment Day,
在审判日之后呢
，You're going to look at me.
你会看见我。
And do you know what you're going to say?
你会说什么呢？你猜。
Oh, Harold, you're going to say, I didn't know you were that good. Can you imagine that?
你会说，哎呦 ，Harold， 我没想到你有这么好啊！你能想象吗？就是这样。
And I'll say, well, of course I understand. You see, what happened is all the wood and the hay and the stubble's gone, and now all you see is the really good from Jesus in my life.
因为在他的生命当中，那草木禾秸都烧光了。你能看见他的就是从基督来的金银宝石。
So that's a good thing to look forward to.
所以这个是一个非常好的我们能够期盼的一个。
It's going to happen in all of our lives, isn't it?
这个是在我们的每一个人的生命当中都会发生。
And God will look at the character that is there. The gold, the silver, the precious stones, that deep Christ-like character will be shown.
所以神会在把金银宝石那样很深的像基督那样的人的性格呢会到时候显明出来。
All right, so we keep reading here, verse 14.
继续往下读十四节。
It says, if what he has built survives, he will receive his reward.
人在那根基上所建的工程若存得住他就要得赏赐。
If it is burned up, he will suffer loss.
人的工程若烧了，他就要受亏损。
He himself will be saved.
他自己却要得救。
But only as one escaping through the flames.
虽然得救乃像从火里经过一样。
So we're all, if we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, He will be working in our lives, and we will all get some reward.
当我们信靠耶稣基督成为我们的救主的时候，我们的根基就打下来了，他就会在我们的生命当中呢开始做工，我们就开始建东西了。
That only those who build with the things that are proper will get the full reward.
只有那些用正确的材料建出来的工程的人才会得着那赏赐。
We'll all get some reward.
我们多多少少都会得着一些。
But not as much as we should get.
但总是不会跟我们本应该得着那么多来相能比得上。
So when we were little children, we had a cousin who sometimes did bad things.
所以当我还是孩子的时候呢，我们总会家里会有这么一个表哥表弟什么的，他做很坏的事情。
And we're told that his mother said to him.
然后you mean you have a cousin?
Yeah, Norma and I have a cousin, and he did some bad things, and his mother said.
Okay.他这是一个真实的事哈，他不是在举例子，说他和 Norma 有一个表弟，那他做了很糟糕的事情，然后他妈妈说
，And her phrase was, "You'd better stop doing the bad things, you'd better start doing the good things, or maybe on Judgment Day you'll just have a string around your neck. That's all you'll have."
然后他就跟这孩子说，他说你呢最好不要去做坏事，你要去做好事，否则的话呢，在审判日的时候呢，你脖子上总是会有根绳子的。
So what do you think he did?
你猜他这个儿子怎么说呢？
He started doing a lot of good things. Okay. He's a great man of God today.
他真的去做了很多很好的事了，他今天成为一个神大能的仆人。
All right. Now the other verse is that we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. We should read that verse. I can't remember where it is. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in His body.
我们总是有一天会在基督的审判台前站的那一天。
When you find it, you call it out, because I'm having trouble even finding the right place to look it up. So it's Romans chapter 14.
罗马书的十四章
And verse 10.
罗马书十四章的十节
That's not the verse.
Yeah, no, this one.
Yeah, hang on.
应该不是这个。
It says Romans 14:10 here in the book. That's not the verse. Oh, maybe it is. I was looking at the wrong chapter. No.
Yes, it is.
It is. That's right. It's the latter part of the verse. Okay, Romans chapter 14, verse 10.
十四章十节，是的，是的。
It says, "You then, why do you judge your brother, or why do you look down on your brother?"
他说：“你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？为什么轻看弟兄呢？”
So I'm not to judge you, and you're not to judge me. We don't judge one another.
他说：“我不论断你，你也不论断我，没有彼此论断。”
But we will all be judged by the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们都要被耶稣基督来判断。
So the verse goes on, verse 11 says, "It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, and every tongue will confess to God."
然后主说呢，十一节经上写着，主说，我凭着我的永生启示，万膝必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。
So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God.
这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明。
So that's every one of us. We're all going to have to give an account to God.
总是要向为自己的事向神说明。
Frankly, I think that's why we're here today.
坦率说呢，这就是我们来这里的原因了。
I think each of us are saying, Lord, if I'm going to have to answer to you on Judgment Day, I want to learn a little bit more beforehand so that I can be ready for Judgment Day.
所以我每个人会说呢，如果我们总是要站在你的台前呢，我总是需要在这之前更多的了解你。
I've got a friend, I'll tell you who he is in a minute, but he's different from me.
我有一个朋友，那他和我是不一样的。
When I went to school, I didn't like exams.
我去学校的时候呢，我特别讨厌考试。
Okay, why didn't I like exams?
我为什么讨厌考试呢？
Because I didn't know very many answers.
原因是我经常考不出来，里面的答案都常常不知道。
But my friend loved exams.
我这个朋友呢，特别喜欢考试。
Why did he like exams?
为什么他喜欢考试呢？
Because he liked to be able to tell the teacher how much he knew.
因为他特别喜欢告诉老师他知道很多，总是能回答得出来。
Okay, so my attitude is very few people like that exist.
那我发现很少人是像他这样。
Okay, but anyway, that's who he is. That's what he is. He knew a lot, and he said, I like exams because I can tell people how much I know.
他知道很多，所以他喜欢考试的时候，他能答得出来那感觉。
All right, so we're all going to meet God on Judgment Day.
所以我们都需要在审判日的时候面对神。
So don't say, oh dear.
你就不能遮住脸了。
If you're going to meet God on Judgment Day, prepare.
所以你要为那一天总是要做一些准备。
When I was in school, they used to say to me, Harold, why don't you do your homework?
我在学校的时候，
If you do your homework, the exam will be easier.
他说你为什么不去做你的家庭作业呢？你做家庭作业，你考试就容易了吗？
So I'm going to tell you who that friend is. His name is Nate Bramson. And Nate is going to be preaching at the Easter conference this year.
我刚才说这个朋友呢，他就是 Nate Bramson， 他在下一周的这个复活节的我们的会上，他会给我们来讲道。
So that's on the Easter weekend. There's some brochures at the back. I'll tell you something about the conference. It's going to be really good.
所以这个是我们下一周，周六、周五、周六，下一周。下一周三月底的这个那个单子在那里啊，就是非常好的一个会。
It's going to be really good for ESL students.
也对这个 ESL 的学生很好。
Because Long is going to be the translator.
因为我也会帮着做一些翻译。
Okay, so you know it's going to be good. The other thing is, you can pray about this. Nate is going to be here for a special youth meeting Easter Sunday. And the young people are going to come. The teenagers and the college and career people. It's going to be just for them. Nate's still a young guy. He just got married 3 months ago. And so he's going to be here. He's the guy who's so smart that he likes exams because then he can tell his teacher how good he is.
那弟兄其实年纪也不是很大，他大概三个月前才结婚啊，所以他会在那一周的复活节的那一周的那个主日呢，他会特别的为年轻人做一场，所以大家如果有兴趣可以把孩子们都带来，对，十几岁的二十几岁的孩子们，这个内是一个非常聪明的人，所以他特别喜欢考试，你就知道他是特别聪明的啊，所以他应该会有很多的话能跟孩子们说。
All right, back to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们回到灵前的三章。
Six construction materials you can build with.
六种的建筑的材料。
When they built this building, they put concrete in some places, they put wood in other places.
以前人们建造这座房子的时候呢，他们也会在某些位置放混凝土，有某些位置放那个木头。
So verse 12 says, you in your life can build with six different things.
所以十二节说到了，你们在你们的生命里呢，会用六样的东西来造房子。
And I'm not going to take the time to prove to you from the Bible, but the Bible tells us what those six things are.
我就没有不用时间来跟大家详细解释这六样的东西在圣经里到底哪一个地方指明是到底是什么，我就把结论告诉大家。
Okay, the first one I'm going to define is hay.
第一个呢，我们想要定义的就是草。
What is hay?
草是什么？
Hay is grass that basically grows everywhere.
那这就是遍地能长的那个草了。
You don't have to look far for grass, do you?
你不用走很远就能找到草地。
If you just have some black soil and you leave it there, what's going to start growing in it?
如果你有一些土啊，你就留在那边，最早开始长起来的是什么？
Grass and weeds. Okay, that's what's going to grow.
就是野草，各种野草。
So what is hay? Hay is like grass, and grass is that which grows naturally.
所以，草呢就是它自然会在土上生长出来的。
And some people say, well, I'm just going to do what comes naturally in my life.
有的人会说呢，我就想过什么，过我自然生命里我就喜欢过的那种生活。
And some people say, well, what is natural is going to be really, really good.
有的人会说呢，哦，那自然的东西就是好的，很好的。
That's not always true. Natural is not always good.
那自然的事情并不见得是最好的。
And there's no great reward in doing what is natural.
而且呢，你自然的这个生命呢，其实不会带来很大的奖赏的。
There's greater reward in doing what is right, even if it's not natural.
那更大的奖赏是你做的事情是对的，但它不一定是自然的。
And so there's no great reward if you just do what's natural.
所以你就按照自己的本性，你自己愿意去做的，想做什么做的事呢，不一定就是最好的。
But if for Jesus' sake you do what is not natural and maybe very difficult, great reward in that.
如果因为基督的名呢，因为基督的缘故，你并不是按照你的本性去做，做的是相反，是一些比较难的事呢，那样的奖赏会比较大的。
Straw in the Bible, straw in the Bible is often associated with wickedness, bad things.
所以草呢，在这个圣经里常常会被引用成为比较邪恶的、比较糟糕的东西。
So if you do bad things in your life, what's going to happen on Judgment Day?
如果你在你的生命中做比较糟糕的事，在审判日会怎么样
？It's all burned up.
都烧掉了。
It's no value. It was bad.
没有价值，怎么会不好的？
And the wood that comes first, wood, hay, and straw, the wood in the Bible is often associated with idolatry, serving another God, not Jesus Christ.
那个木头呢，在圣经里常常被引用成为就是偶像了。
So that's going to burn up.
那个也是会被烧掉的。
But there's three things that will remain.
有三样东西会留下来。
The first one is gold.
那第一样呢是金。
Okay, so the question is, what are you going to do with your life?
那我们在对我们的生命，我们该做什么呢
？You would say, well, I would like to build gold.
你说呢？我要用金子来造。
And the Bible says that gold is just like other people.Gold is like other people.
那金子就像其他人一样。
Okay, so two things I could do today.
今天有两样事情我可以做。
I could wash and polish my car.
那今天我可以洗也我打磨我的车。
Or I could see somebody in need and I could say I'd rather wash and polish them.
那或者说呢，我发现其他人有他灵魂上有需要，那我不要坐我的车，我去在他的灵魂上坐。
I would like to help people more than just help myself with something pretty.
那我更愿意呢去帮助别人，而不是 做我这边能让我自己更好的一些事情。
And so mommy says, I'm going to invest in my children.
妈妈说呢，我要在我的孩子身上呢做投资。
And the teacher says, I'm going to train my students.
那老师说呢，我要去训练我的学生。
And the friend says, I'm going to help my neighbor.
那朋友说呢，我要去帮助我的邻居。
The Bible says that's building with gold. If you're building people rather than things, that's going to last forever, and it will be beautiful forever.
圣经说呢，这就是用金子来造，因为你是在人身上做工，而不是在这个地上的东西上做工，这就是在建造金子的。
Silver in the Bible speaks of the Bible itself.
那银呢，在圣经里就常常就讲圣经自己了。
And so you say, okay, what am I going to build with?
那我们用什么来造呢？你们会说。
Okay, don't bother telling them all your brilliance.
不要用你自己的智慧来告诉别人。
And don't bother telling them things that you may have learned from somebody else.
也不要把你从其他人的学到的东西去告诉别人。
You tell them what you learned from the Bible.
你告诉别人呢，你从圣经里学到的。
And if you build with the Bible,
如果你是用圣经来造呢，
you'll be building with silver, and that's going to last forever.
你用圣经的话来告诉别人，你用圣经来造呢，这就可以存到永远。
And the last one is precious stones.
那最后一个呢，是宝石。
Precious stones are beautiful, and they're beautiful because you can see into a precious stone.
那宝石如此的漂亮，是因为你能够看见它里面的结构。
What makes a diamond so beautiful?
那钻石为什么那么漂亮？
You can see right through it.
因为你能看见，穿透它，看见了。
It's beautiful on the outside, but it's beautiful on the inside.
无论外面里面都很漂亮啊。
And every time light goes through it, I can't remember the technical word now, but it's divided, it's diffused, and it's beautiful too.
如果你把它打开，你把它割开，你里面也是一样的很漂亮。
And in the Bible, that speaks of godly character.
在圣经里呢，这就叫做这就被比喻成为是一个属神的性格。
That's the hidden thing, right in the heart.Nobody else can see, but Jesus sees it. He knows it.
这就是我们里面隐藏的事，在里面的心，别人看不见，但是耶稣能看见。
So the three bad things, the three empty things, they're all going to burn up.
所以三个坏的，三个空虚的东西呢，最后都会被烧掉。
But Christian character and using the Word of God and building in people that will last forever and will be your glory forever.
那基督的性格。圣经的话语和在别人的身上那种建造呢，在人身上的建造呢，这个会存到永远的。
So going back now to Sharon's question.
回到 Sharon 的问题呢。
And she's asking about the prize that we win.
她在问到我们要得的奖赏。
And Sharon, we're not always going to win the very first prize.
那我们不是都是去得那最好。
But each of us say, Lord, I want to win the best prize in.
每一个人我们都说呢。
And we keep on serving the Lord more. We keep on trying more.
我们都要得那我们能够在我们生命中得到最好的，所以我们总是尽我们的力，然后去服侍神。
All right, so Sharon, does that help you? Yeah. I'm not sure.About the best prize. Who gets the best prize?
谁得到最好的奖赏啊？
Jesus gets the best prize. Okay, and whatever prize we get, the Bible says, if we get a prize in heaven, we're going to say, Jesus, I don't deserve this prize, and we're going to cast it at His feet. Because He's the only one who deserves any prize.
他是那唯一的一个，他配得一切的奖赏。
That God's going to give each of His children, each of His servants, He's going to give them a prize anyway.
神要给他的每一个孩子，包括我们在内，他总是要我们每一个人总是有自己应得的奖赏。
What happens if you don't trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior?
那假设你没有接受耶稣成为你的救主，会发生什么？
Do you get a prize?
你会有奖赏吗？
No prize. That's the tragedy. What happens? If Jesus doesn't take away your sin, then there's only one other place your sin can be, and that's with you.
如果耶稣没有把你的罪拿走呢，你的罪只有一个地方可以待，就还留在你身上。
And so instead of being rewarded for all the good things that Jesus enabled you to do, you've got to be punished for all the bad things that
根本不是谈不上去奖赏了，因为那个是在你的罪得赦了之后的事情。那在这之前呢，如果你并没有接受他成为你救主，你的罪还在你身上，只能因为你的罪而受惩罚。
So do all the Christians get the same prize?
那所有的基督徒是不都得着一样的奖赏呢？
No, they all get some prize, but they don't all get the same prize.
对，他们会有一部分奖赏，但不都不是一样的。
Do all the bad people get the same judgment?
那是不是所有坏的人他都得到一样的审判呢？
Do all the bad people get the same punishment?
同样的惩罚呢？
The people who've done a lot of bad things are going to suffer a lot.
那做了更多恶事的人，他的
But the people who've done far worse.They're going to suffer more.
那做的更糟糕的呢？他们所受的会更糟糕。
So really, Judgment Day is pretty important, isn't it?
所以审判日其实非常重要的。
That's a big day, Judgment Day.
这是一个非常重要的日子。
Yeah. It was a big day for me when I was at university. I wanted to know what my marks were.I was very concerned about how I did. Judgment Day was a big day.
这就像我在大学里，我特别担心的就是宣布成绩的那一天哈，也就是这个，所以审判的那一天是挺大的一个日子。
And then I got a job.
等我有了工作以后呢
？And I realized that what happened to me as a result of my job was even more important.
然后我发现呢，其实我的工作会比那大学的成绩更重要了。
Because if you do a bad job, you get, you fail.
如果你做得不好呢
？Sorry. If you do poorly on your exam, you fail.
如果你考试考得不好呢，你就是不过关，不及格了。
If you do poorly on the job, what happens?
如果你做工作做得不好
，you get fired. Okay.
工作做得不好就被开除了。
Okay.If you do really good on your job, you may get more money. You get promoted.
如果你做得很好呢，你的这个奖赏在工作里的奖赏是会有的啊。
Okay, so all of life is do and reward.
所以我们的基督徒的生命就是做呢去得到一个奖赏。
But as far as God is concerned, we live our lives, then we're judged, and God will give us rewards.Or penalty. If we believe him, we get rewards, more or less. If we don't believe him, we get punishment, more or less.
所以我们相信他呢，我们罪得到赦免呢，我们总是会多多少少会有些奖赏，按照我们所做的。那我们不相信他呢，没有罪没得到赦免的，也多多少少会有审判的。
Okay. Any more on that or another question?
有没有其他的
？Derek.
就是随着现在这个人口越来越多，
对，
还有就是那个，相对来讲的话，就是按照这个，这个圣经的这种精神啊，就是可能这个竞争压力越来越大嘛，是吧？可能之间的这个人的又所犯的这个罪啊，
对，
就是给我的感觉呢，就是越来越复杂，越来越多，这是一个方面。另外一个方面呢，这个地球啊，就是这个环境的这个破坏。就是这个资源越来越少，
对
这个地球的这个破坏也越来越大。
对，
还有一个就是呢，你们现在这个气候条件也越来越不好。
对，
所谓天时地利人和啊，
对，
这方面这个因素呢，会带来整体这个人类以后的，是不是？好像给我的感觉是，可能最终呢，可能就是要毁灭，就是毁灭这个地球。就这个趋势里面，比如说在这个这个就是我不知道这个圣经啊，就是。对这方面是
怎么预言
看法，就是
第
一
个，
就是一个方面。第二个方面的是什么呢？就是这个人身体死了以后，他是两个途径，要么下地狱，要么是进天堂，
对
吧？就是 就是说圣灵进到天堂和地狱他们之间他是怎么生活他们之间有些交集，比如说我是不是下一年他下一年他是不是还是要跟人类讲的话，就是说需要去真正好动啊，或者因为他那个生命是允
永存的，
按照这个道理的时候，它是永世的。
对，
就是比如说我们在佛教里面，就是我们是知道的，是吧？就比如说人死了以后，他会转，
对，
就是转世，
对，
是吧？
对，六道轮回，
还有这个轮回。
对，
但是呢，就是我是对这个是不太信的是什么呢？我现在是以前的前世是怎么轮回过来的？我不知道，是吧？一点感觉都没有。就是这，你这样的话对人来讲的话，我不管我这辈子做了什么事，我实际上我轮回到下面的时候，我是不知道，是吧？那是不可预知的。所以说我为什么刚才有这五分钟
？OK，OK，OK。Yeah, two questions. Try to summarize. Firstly, is on the end days, so also on the probably judgment. So he said currently lot of so economic growth is pretty fast, and the sin also become fierce,
yes.
More and more fierce.
Yes.
On the other hand, the resource in the world become more and more scarce and limited. So which means the fight for these resources will be also fierce.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he figured out that probably we are approaching the end of this world.
Yes.
So he said, what's the forecast of what's the preaching from the Bible? Yeah, on these end days. That's the first question. The second question is, he said, finally, according to scripture, we'll all either go to hell or go to heaven. He said, and then afterwards, what happened? What kind of life we have in hell or heaven? So do we still need to communicate each other or eat how to describe this kind of life? So whether people can go from heaven to hell or to hell from hell to heaven, because in China the Buddhists always argue about rotating.
That's a brief summary.
Yeah, I try my best.
All right. From what I can gather, that was a very big question with many side aspects.
那我能感觉呢，这是一个非常大的问题，有很多的其他的方方面面。
So Derek, I'm not sure of your background or the background of a lot of you, but way back in the 1970s and 1980s, there was a very famous American whose name was Alvin Toffler.
那我不知道大家的背景啊，但是在回到那个1970和80年代呢，有个特别著名的美国人呢，他叫 Alvin Toffler。
Alvin Toffler. He wrote a book called Future Shock.
他写了一本书呢，叫《未来的震撼》。
So does anybody apart from Long and me know about Future Shock?
有没有谁知道这个《未来震撼》这本书？
All right. Alvin Toffler said this.
他说哈， Alvin 说呢。
He said the population is increasing.
他说呢，人口一直在增长。
He said consumption.In the world is increasing. We are all doing more, spending more, going further, consuming more.
然后他说呢，消费也一直在快速增长。我们总是在做更多，又用更多，又消耗更多。速度是非常快的。
His argument is we're going to run out of natural resources.
他说我们总有一天会用光这些东西。
There won't be enough oil.
不会有更多的油了。
There won't be enough steel.
没更多的钢了、
There'll be too much pollution.
有太多的污染了。
We're going to run into real problems.
总是会碰到一个大麻烦了。
And we must solve that problem now.
他说我们现在就要解决这麻烦。
That particular book and the logic that flowed from it has had a profound impact on the world over the last 50 years.
所以呢，这本书呢，在过去的几十年里哈，对世界呢有一些比较深远的影响，就他的观点哈。
So the modern logic of we must conserve natural resources, we must prevent climate change. All of that flows from the basic logic which says we don't have enough.
所以呢，现代的国际社会的一些很主流的观点，比方说我们要节约资源。我们要防止气候变暖，这些的观点呢，其实都是从这么样的一个原则里来，就是我们消耗太多了，这么原则里来。
Many people say we've got to stop having children.
甚至有人说呢，我们要开始要少要孩子了。
There isn't enough room in this world for more people, so we're not going to have children anymore.
到时候不会有足够的空间让我们有这么多的孩子。
All right.Now, all of the logic of that comes from this particular premise.
所有这些的这个逻辑呢，其实都是来到都是从这个特别的前提里来的。
God didn't give us enough when He made us.
就是神当他造我们的时候呢，没有给足我们足够的资源。
And if He not only did he not give us enough, but we must take action to do like God.
而且呢，我们要像神那样的，现在就开始采取行动来保存这些，来处理这个问题。
So I was listening to CKNW on the radio a year ago.
一年前呢，我听了一个一个人的在收音机里的讲道。
And the announcement came over the radio. This is what it said. There are many problems in the world, and we are the gods who have to solve them.
啊，这不是一个讲道，他是在收音机里的一个新闻。他说，这个世界现在有很多的麻烦，那我们现在呢要像神那样，我们来处理这个世界的麻烦。
So I phoned CKNW and I spoke to the general manager.
那我就跟那个 CKNW 就跟这个公司这个总经理，我要跟他对话，我打电话给他们。
And I said to him, Mr. Koenigsegg.
我说呢，就这。
Are you God?
我说呢，你是不是神呢
？Oh, he said, "No, no, no, no."
他说不，我不是。
He wasn't happy.
他很不高兴。
Okay. God is still God.
神依然还是神啊。
And when God made the world, He gave us more than enough to meet all our needs, regardless of what Alvin Toffler said.
那神当他造我们的时候，他就绝对给了我们足够的资源，让我们能够享用啊。
Since then, we haven't run out of oil.
从那个 Alvin 讲的话到现在啊。我们从来也没有说少了油。
The world's reserves of oil today are far greater than they were in 1975.
所以呢，今天我们发现的油储量呢，比1975年那个时候，当他写这本书的时候还要多很多。
What is the problem in the world?
那今天世界的麻烦在哪里呢
？Too much consumption?
是更多的消费吗
？Or too much sin?
还是更多的罪？
That's the problem.
罪是
too much sin.
太多的罪
了。Okay.
太多的罪。
I used to be a guest lecturer at UBC.
有一次呢，我去 UBC 做客座的讲员哈。
Every year I went to UBC to teach marketing students.
那每一年呢，我都会去 UBC 呢去教那个市场学的那些学生，教给他们教课。
The man who was teaching the course. For whom I was substituting, had lunch with me one day.
有一天呢，我跟那个我去给他代课的那个老师呢，我们一起吃饭。
We discussed this subject.
然后我们一起来讲了这个话题。
I gave him the answer that I've just given you.
然后我把我刚才给你们的这个答案呢，我也给了他。
He never invited me back to speak to his class again.
然后之后呢，他再也没邀请我去他的课上讲过课了。
Okay. Problem isn't marketing. Problem isn't consumption. Problem is sin.
所以呢，他认为麻烦是在营销学上，麻烦是在消费上，他不认识到麻烦是在罪上。
What is going to happen in the future?
那未来会发生什么呢？
And the future is that sin will increase greater than the economic problems in the world.
未来这个罪上升的速度会远快过经济上升的速度。
And God will then bring His judgment on the world.
所以神会在某一时刻把他的审判带到地上来。
And there's nothing that climate change advocates are going to be able to do about it.
担心气候变化的那些人是没有办法去面对罪的。
So that's the problem is sin. The Bible says the problem is sin.
所以圣经告诉我们的最大的麻烦，唯一的麻烦其实是罪。
So God will judge the world.
所以神会审判这个地面。
And when He judges the world, He will ultimately take some people to heaven, and He will condemn some people to hell.
所以当他审判全地的时候，他会最终带一些人呢，去天堂，另一部分人去地狱。
So a lot of the questions that are related to this are found in the story that the Lord Jesus tells about two men who lived and died.
那很多关于天堂和地狱的这个问题呢，都会在一段的对话里面有回答，是两个人。
So Luke chapter 16.
路加福音的十六章啊。路加福音十六章。140页，路就是路哈。路加。
And we should read this story, and I think what we'll do is we should read it both in Mandarin and in English, so that we get the story clearly in our mind.
我建议大家可以把中文和英文都我们一起来读，这样我们可以有更深的理解这个故事。
So how do you want to do it in Chinese?
In Chinese, we can do verse by verse.
Okay, you go ahead. You read that, and then I'll.
那我们先用中文读啊，一节一节顺序读下去。有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐。
又有一个讨饭的，名叫拉萨路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口，
叫得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的疮。
后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。
他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉萨路在他怀里，
就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉萨路来，用指头点蘸点水，凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦。”
亚伯拉罕说：“儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，拉萨路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒是痛苦。不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边过到你那边是不能的，要从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。”
财主说：“国主啊，即使这样，求你打发拉萨路到我父家去，
因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也来到这痛苦的地方。”
亚伯拉罕说：“他们有摩西和先知的话，可以听从。”
他说：“我主亚伯拉罕的，不是的，若有一个从死里复活的，到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。”
亚伯拉罕说：“如不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听话。”
All right. Let's read it together then, and we'll read it in English. The words are very important, and if we just read them as we go.
Okay, 我们一起用英语来读啊，这一段非常的重要。当我们再读一遍的时候，我们可以边读边思考。
All right, so verse 19 then says, There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table.Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away,with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this flame. But Abraham replied,Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. He answered, Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers. Let him warn them,so that they will not also come to this place of torment. Abraham, they have Moses and the prophets. Listen to them. No, Father Abraham, he said. But if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. He said to him,If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead. Very, very good. Well, this is a very solemn story.
这是一个非常严肃的故事。
And the Lord Jesus told this story in order to convince these people of the significance of judgment.
所以耶稣给大家讲这个故事，其实要告诉大家关于审判的严重性。
The future is heaven or it's hell.
因为未来或者是天堂，或者是地狱。
So maybe if we just take this story verse by verse, we can address many of the issues that were in that question.
如果我们一节一节往下读，我们可以再回答这个问题当中的一些疑问内容。
Okay, so the first rich man, he lived like a rich man.
那第一呢，这个财主的就像活得像一个有钱人那样。
And the other was a poor man, a beggar, a sick, poor beggar.
那第二个呢，是一个非常可怜的讨饭的。
We don't know the rich man's name.
我们也不知道这个财主的名字。
The poor man's name was Lazarus.
这个穷人的名字呢，叫做拉撒路。
What does the name Lazarus mean?
拉撒路的意思是什么呢？
It means God helps me.
它意味着它的名字的意思就是神帮助我。
That's a nice name. God helps me.
这是个非常好的名字，对不对
？Did God help did God help Lazarus?
神有没有帮助拉撒路呢
？Well, yes, he did, but not the way Lazarus had hoped. Lazarus probably said, "Now, Lord, I would like to be rich like that rich man."
他的确帮助了，但是不是拉撒路可能希望的那样，因为拉撒路可能说呢，我也想像那个财主那样的生活。
He probably said, "Frankly, I'd like to be healthy like that rich man."
或者说呢，我至少像他那么健康吧。
I'd even be happy to have that rich man's supper.
那我也想像他吃的那个晚餐那么舒服。
But his name means God helps me.
但他的名字的确叫神帮助。
All right. Verse 22 says, "The time came when the beggar died."
那二十二节呢，就是那个时候到的时候，那个讨饭的死了。
What happened when the beggar died?
讨饭的死的时候发生什么了？
God helped him.
神帮助了他。
When would you like the help of God most?
你是想什么时候得到神的帮助，最想得到神的帮助？
Today?
今天呢？
Or?
或者呢？
When you die at the entrance to eternity?
或者你在死的时候要进到永恒里去的时候呢？
Okay? You all remember the marshmallow story, don't you?
你都记得那个棉花糖的故事。
Okay, marshmallow story is a very interesting story. The little children were called in one at a time. Okay?
那这是个非常有意思的故事，就每一个孩子呢，都每一次被叫到这个房子里来。
And you pretend you're one of those little children.
假设你们都假装自己是那里面一群孩子之一。
The examiner said to the little children, "You see this?" And it was a marshmallow.
然后呢，这是个测试哈。然后那个。
Everybody knows what a marshmallow is.
测试的人会说，那你看到这是什么吗？这是个棉花糖。你们谁都知道棉花糖是什么，是吧
？Do children like marshmallows?
你的孩子喜不喜欢吃棉花糖
？Okay, they like marshmallows.
非常喜欢吃。
The examiner said.
然后这个。
You may have that marshmallow, and you may eat it now or later.
所以你可以吃这个棉花糖。你或者现在吃，或者晚一点再吃。
I'm going to leave the room.
我现在要离开这个房子。
When I come back into the room in a minute, if that marshmallow is still there, I'll give you another marshmallow.
他说，如果我现在离开这个房子，如果我几分钟以后回来，我发现桌上这个棉花糖还在呢，我就再给你一个棉花糖。
But if you eat that marshmallow, when I come back into the room, I'm not going to give you another marshmallow.
如果你已经吃掉这个棉花糖呢，我再回来呢，那就没机会了。
And so the examiner left the room.
然后这个测试者呢，就离开这个房间了。
Some of the children couldn't wait.
有的孩子就不能等的。
And they ate the marshmallow.
马上就吃了。
The way I heard the story, some of the children even went up and smelled the marshmallow.
那有的孩子甚至上去闻一下这个棉花糖。
But they said, "We're not going to eat it."
那我现在不能吃。
And so the examiner came back and gave the, if there was a marshmallow there, they got another marshmallow.
然后那个测试者进来呢，看见还有呢，就再给他一个。
30 years later, they did a follow-up study.
那三十年之后呢，他们就做了一个跟踪的这个研究。
And in the follow-up study, they compared those who ate the marshmallow and those who didn't eat the marshmallow.
他们比较了这两群人，一群呢是当时立刻就吃了这个棉花糖的，一群是当时决定不吃的。这么两群人，他们在跟踪，三十年之后在跟踪。
What would happen to those children?
发生了什么呢？
So those who ate the marshmallow, what do you think happened to them?
立刻就吃了，他们发生什么了？
Frankly, they never amounted to very much. They had poor jobs. Some of them were in prison. Many of them had bad homes.
所以他们都不是，结局都不是特别好啊。那他们有的在甚至在监狱，有的这个家庭也不是很幸福。
What about the people who had two marshmallows?
有两个的，最后得着两个。
They'd gone to university, most of them. They had good jobs.
他们很多人去了大学，他们
They had good homes.
很好的工作。
There was a dramatic difference in the lives
很鲜明的
of those who said, "I want my fun now."
在这两群人，对于那些说我立刻就要我现在的喜乐的这群人当中。
And those who said, I believe that if I wait, I can get something better.
和那一群人说，我相信我要等，我能得到更好的。
When you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you become a Christian, you have to wait.
所以当你信靠耶稣基督成为你救主的时候呢， 你其实进到了这群要等的人当中。
To get all the things that God has promised you.
要等什么呢？等神应许你的一切的美善呢，你都会见到。
Some people say, I don't want to wait for God to give me good things.
有的人说
I want it now.
我不想等神要给我这些。
I'll take it now.
我现在就要，我现在就拿走。
Some people say, I'll even cheat and sin to get it now.
那我现在呢，甚至还要用犯罪欺骗的方式来拿。
Okay, so God was good to Lazarus, and he helped him, but he helped him most at death. When he needed the help, that's what we need.
所以上帝真的帮了拉撒路，但是他最大给他最大的帮助是在他最后的时候，他死的时候。
In the book of Proverbs, there's a simple line, and it goes like this.
在箴言书里有一段话非常简单，他这么说。
Riches do not profit in the day of wrath.
在愤怒神愤怒的日子呢，这个财富是帮不了忙的。
Okay, so that's the story of Lazarus. Let's keep going. Verse
22. 好，二十二节。
The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's bosom, which is, it's like heaven, it's a place of comfort.
所以讨饭的死了，天使把他带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，这就是像天堂一样的地方。
The rich man died. Who helped the rich man when he died?
那财主也死了，谁在帮助财主啊？
No indication.
没有人。
He had a big funeral.
他可能他有个很好的葬礼啊。
Verse 23. In hell, where he was in torment.
在阴间呢，他就受痛苦。
Is hell a pleasant place?
阴间是不是一个很喜乐的地方？
Hell is a place of punishment for the sins that were not forgiven.
阴间是那为了人没有被赦免的罪所设的惩罚的地方。
Hell is not a pleasant place. It is a place of punishment. Here it is a place of torment.
所以这里呢，它不是一个喜乐的地方，是一个受惩罚、受痛苦的地方。
I don't know how strong a word torment is in Chinese.Torment's a very strong word in English.
我不知道这个中文这个痛苦这个词翻成是痛苦，但是英文里用的这个 torment 这个词呢，其实是语调非常强的，是这个非常重的一个词啊，折磨的意思。
He looked up when he was in this place of torment, and he could see Abraham far away.
他从他这个位置，他能看见亚伯拉罕。
So people in hell can see what's going on.
所以在地狱里的人呢，他其实是能够看见发生的事情的。
And he not only saw Abraham, he saw Lazarus by Abraham's side.
他还看见拉撒路哈，就在亚伯拉罕边上。
And he was in torment, and Lazarus was sitting up there in heaven.
他在痛苦里，拉撒路在那高兴。
You can imagine, he was just having a marvelous. He wasn't sick anymore.
然后他也
he had his tummy full of good food. He was perfectly happy in heaven with Abraham.
然后他非常的高兴啊，在亚伯拉罕那里啊，他也不再生病了，他也吃饱穿暖，他很高兴。
So the rich man called up to Abraham.
所以这个富人呢，就喊那个亚伯拉罕啊。
That's amazing. We don't know what's going to happen in the afterlife.
我们也不知道到底是怎么实现的。
But this man was able to speak to Abraham.
他可以直接跟亚伯拉罕说。
Of course, he'd never met Abraham. Abraham lived 2,000 years before this man.
因为呢，这个人其实没有在生前真的见过亚伯拉罕，因为亚伯拉罕在他跟他之间隔了有2000年了，应该。
But he knew who Abraham was.
他知道亚伯拉罕是谁。
Verse 24. So he called to him, Father Abraham, he said, have pity on me.
他就喊着说，我祖亚伯拉罕呢，可怜我吧。
That almost sounds like a prayer, doesn't it?
这个有点像祷告了，是不是？
When is the best time to pray?
什么是最好的祷告的时间呢？
When is the best time to pray?
什么是最好的祷告的时间？
Okay, Norma's answer is now. Okay? Don't wait to pray until you die.
现在啊。
Now.
现在，不要等到你要已经死后再来祷告，这就没有意义了。
You'll note in this story that he prayed after he died, but his prayer was not answered.
所以你会看见呢，他死了以后的祷告是没有得应允的。
If you pray now, your prayer will be answered. You may get help like Lazarus did. You may get help in any number of other ways.
你现在祷告，你会得到的帮助像拉撒路那样。
When you pray after death, God cannot answer your prayer.
如果你在死后再祷告呢，神是没有办法回答你的祷告。
This is what he prayed. He said, "Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire."
他说，打发拉撒路来，用指尖蘸点水给我，凉凉我的舌头。
Is that good or bad?
这是不是好呢？
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
非常糟糕，对不对？
Okay, I don't know the last time you wanted a drop of water.
我不知道你最后一次想要一滴水的时候是什么时候。
I often want a drink of water. I want more than a drop.
我肯定一滴水是不能解渴的，我要一杯水使劲喝才能解渴。
How bad is punishment for sin?
对于罪的惩罚是有多么糟糕的。
It's very, very bad.
非常糟糕。
Yeah. He said, oh, that's what I want. It's interesting that this man probably didn't want to trust God in his life because he liked what he ate and he liked what he drank.
所以也许呢，这个人在他生前他知道哈，但他不愿意相信。因为他喜悦他现在当时有的，他喜悦他的吃他的穿。
But he got it all in his life, because when he got to hell, he was thirsty.
但是当他这一生过完，他到地狱的时候，他非常的渴。
And in hell, he could see things. He saw all these wonderful things. It's just that he couldn't get them.
所以在地狱里，他能看见一切的美好，但他这拿不了，得不着。
Let's keep reading.
我们继续往下读。
Verse 25.
25节。
Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things."
他说，儿啊，你应该回想你生前享过福。
While Lazarus received bad things.
拉撒路也受过苦。
But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony.
如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛苦。
Does God have a level playing field?
神有没有一个一层啊，就像那个运动场一样。
When I was a boy, we used to play soccer.
我在小的时候呢，我们经常去踢足球。
But we used to play soccer on a playing field that was like this. Angled down.
我们是在一个斜坡上踢球。
And so the people who were playing from here going, they had to kick the ball harder and farther and run harder.
那在底下斜坡下面这一边呢，就他必须得往上踢啊，就更难一点。
And the people up here, it was easy. Because they could run easier, they could kick farther.
然后在斜坡上面这一边呢就容易啊，他们往下踢就容易。
So we used to always want to play at the top going down rather than at the bottom going up.
所以我们总是想成为斜坡上面那一边的那个队的一员。
Some people have a really easy life.
有的人呢，他可能有个非常容易的生活。
The other people are at the bottom and they're always trying to go up like Lazarus and it's hard.
有的人呢，他在底下，他总是想往上，非常难，像拉撒路一样。
But God says, "I'm going to level that field."
神说呢，我现在要把这个弄平了，把这个地。
So the man who's got it easy now says, "Thank you very much, Lord."
现在那些得着那个使这个平了以后做得更容易的呢，他会感谢神，说谢谢。
The man who's got it hard says, "Lord, you help me, please, because I need your help to make just to make it through the day."
然后那个比较难的那一边呢，他跟神说，主啊，我需要你的帮助啊。
All right. Verse 26.
26节。
And besides all this, between us and you is a great chasm.
不但这样，在你我之间呢，有深渊限定。
And it's fixed or it's firm or it's immovable.
然后这个是确定的，然后是不能够更改。
So that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.
你是人从这边过到你那边不能的，也从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。
So that's very interesting, isn't it? What happens if there's someone in hell? Can he go to heaven? No. What happens if there's someone in heaven? Can he go down to hell?
所以呢，对于已经在那里的人来说呢。他会发生什么呢？在地狱里他能去天堂吗？不能。在天堂里他能来地狱吗？也是不能。
So, death is the end point of options. After death, what you sowed in life, you will reap.
所以死亡啊，是一个选择，有选择权的一个终结点。那死亡之发生之后呢？你前面就像种地一样，前面种的呢，在后面就要收了。
So you can after death.
所以你是不能改变方向的，在死后是没办法再改方向，因为进到永恒里去。
Lazarus, sorry, the rich man can't go up to heaven, and Lazarus or Abraham can't go down to hell. It's firm. The decision is made in life, and the decisions of life have irreversible consequences.For eternity.
所以呢，拉萨路和亚伯拉罕也不能到地狱去，财主也不能到天堂去。这个决定是在有生之年已经定了。有生之年呢，所定的、所做的决定呢，会有一个不可更改的结果呢，在审判之后，在死亡之后。因为呢，死亡是一个从短暂进到永恒的点，进到永恒就不变了。
Verse 27 says.
27节说呢。
He answered, Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers. Let him warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment.
财主说，我主啊，即使这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去，因为我还有五个弟兄可以对他们做见证，免得他们来到这地方，这痛苦的地方。
Did he love his brothers?
他爱不爱他的弟兄呢？
Did he care about them?
他有没有介意他们呢？
When he was alive, did he love Lazarus?
当他活着的时候，他有没有他爱不爱拉撒路呢？
No.
Did he care about Lazarus?
他介不介意拉撒路呢？
No. Isn't that strange?
这非常奇怪哈。
Here he is in hell. He realizes that when he was alive, he had a pretty hard heart.
所以当他有生的时候呢，他的心非常硬。
Even in hell, he cared more about his brothers than he did about other people.
即使在天堂即使在地狱里呢，他也介意他的兄弟比介意其他人更多一点。
Abraham verse 29 Abraham responds and he says They have Moses and the prophets Let them listen to them
亚伯拉罕说呢29节他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从
Did Lazarus Was Lazarus sent to the brothers?
No拉撒路有没有被拆到去他的兄弟们那里啊？财主的兄弟们没有。
Okay, so is tomorrow? Are you going to have a visit from someone you know who died a year ago and went to heaven?
如果明天啊有一个人到你们家来拜访，你知道他很多年前死了去天堂了。
Some people say, you know, I'm not sure whether I should believe in the Bible.
有的人说呢，我不知道，我确不确定，我需要不要相信圣经的话。
They say it would be kind of nice if God would send my friend. He died 2 years ago. It'd be nice if he came back, knocked on my door, said, "Hey, nice to see you here. I just came back from heaven to tell you, don't go to hell."
所以有人会说呢，那其实这样我也就会信了。就如果呢，2年前呢，我死了一个朋友呢，我去知道他去天堂了。那我现在呢？如果他现在敲我们家门，他敲门说：“我现在回来了，我就告诉你，这是真的，你一定要去。”
Do you think that would be nice?
你觉得这是不是很好呢？
Do you think it would work?
你觉得这有用吗？
And this is amazing. Verse I'm not sure which one it was we're at.
31.
Verse 31, Abraham says, if they won't listen to the Bible, they wouldn't listen if someone knocked on their door from the dead.
亚伯拉罕说呢，若不听从圣经的话，就摩西和先知的话，就算有一个人死里复活啊，你也不会信的。
When you stand before God, this book will be opened. God will point to this verse, that verse, the other verse. He'll say, "Did you believe that?" You say,
当你死后见到神的时候，他这个圣经是打开的，他会指着说这个上面，这个上面，你相信了吗？当时。
And you say, "No, I was waiting for a miracle."
你说没有相信，我一直在等个神迹来呢。
Okay, God says, "No, no. This is enough. This is what you're going to be judged by. Don't wait for the miracle. God has given you His word."
神说不不不，这就够了啊！你不要去等那个神迹，他给了你足够他的话。
All right, I'm going to read verse 30 and you're going to tell me what's wrong with those brothers.
我要给你们读30节，你要问我，你们告诉我他的弟弟们、兄弟们有什么问题。
No, Father Abraham, the rich man said, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. What was the problem with those brothers?
所以三十节说呢，这个那个财主说呢，他说我主亚伯拉罕呢，不是的，若有一个从死里复活的到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。你们看见他这些哥兄弟们有什么问题？
What was the problem?
问题是什么？ Not repent.
They would not repent.
他们不要悔改。
What's the problem in the world today?
今天的世界上的麻烦是什么呢？
People will not repent.
人们不愿意悔改。
What does the word repent mean?
悔改名什么意思呢？
Three meanings of repent that are key in the Bible. The first meaning is to agree that what God says is sin is sin.
是和神完全一致，神说什么是罪呢？那就是罪。
Most people say the Bible says it's bad, but I don't think it's that bad.
那很多人会说呢，哎呀，圣经说这是不好的，其实我觉得没什么。
People say I know that God says I shouldn't do that, but it's not really that bad, you know.
很多人说呢，哎，那圣经是上帝是这么说的，我不要这么做，其实也没什么关系，这个事做了又怎么样？
Other people say if other people did that, it would be really bad, but if I do it, it's not that bad because I'm not as bad as they are.
有的时候呢，哎呀，其他人做这个事情是很糟糕，但其实我不像他那样，我做这个事情就还好了，也没有那么坏。
So the first meaning of repent is to agree that what God says is sin is sin.
第一呢，所以要同意，也就一致，神说什么是罪呢？那就是罪。
But the second meaning is to take it seriously.
那第二层意思呢，是要很认真地对待这个。
And to say my sin is really bad.
很认真的对待这个事呢，其实就对自己说，我知道我的罪是非常糟糕的。
The word actually means to sigh. Do you ever go like this? Oh.
所以这个词呢，其实就像叹气一样。
Why do you do that? You realize what bad thing you've done.
你已经意识到你里面，你意识到了你做了很多不好的事。
I look myself in the mirror, and I say, Harold.You did that. Oh.
然后我比如说我在镜子里看见我自己说，哦 ，Harold， 你做了这个事情，我就很不好意思。
To acknowledge its sin, but to repent on the inside and say this really is sin.
所以，承认这个罪，然后在里面呢，悔改，我们就愿意远离它。
And the third meaning of the words repent is to turn.
那第三层意思呢，就是转向、回转的。
I used to be going that way to sin.
我以前是这个方向去到罪那边去的。
And I'm going to turn around.
现在我要转头。
I'm going to go this way to Jesus.
我要往那个方向去到耶稣那去。
That was what was wrong with the rich man. He would not repent. He liked his sin.
这就是那个富人的那个财主的麻烦，他喜欢他的罪，他不愿意悔改。
He said, "I don't worry about death. I don't worry about afterlife. I want my fun now.
他说我不担心什么死后的事，我也不希望，我也不担心死的事情。我就现在我想要什么我就要什么。
He said, "I'm not waiting for another marshmallow."
我不想等第二。我不想等第二个棉花糖，我现在就要。
He wouldn't repent, but his brothers wouldn't repent either. What did the rich, what did Lazarus say?
那他和他的兄弟都不愿意悔改。拉撒路说什么呢？
Lazarus said, "God will help me now."
拉撒路说神现在会帮助。
And he'll help me when I die. I believe God.
他也会在我死的时候帮助我，我相信神。
That's where the story ends.
这就是故事的内容。
The story ends with Lazarus happy ever after.
这个结果是拉撒路之后一直很高兴的生活。
The story ends with the rich man suffering ever after.
那在死后呢，财主是一直在受煎熬的。
And unless his brothers repented because they read the Bible, Moses and the prophets, they would join their brother in torment.
除非他那五个兄弟在有生之年也读了神的话，也相信了，否则他也会去加入到这个。
Some people say hell isn't that bad because I'm going to have lots of friends there.
很多人这么说，他说地狱其实没有那么糟糕，因为那里我有很多朋友在那。
Did the rich man want his brothers to be his friends in hell?
你觉得这个财主希望他的朋友和他的兄弟来吗？
No. You don't have any friends in hell.
你不会在地狱里有什么朋友。
You wouldn't want any of your friends to be in hell.
你也不希望你任何的朋友去地狱。
This is one of the most serious passages in all of the Bible.
这是圣经里一个非常严肃的一段经文。
Go home, read it again.
回家再读一读。
Ask this question: If you were to die tonight,
问自己一个问题：如果今晚你就死了
，Would you go into punishment?
你或者去惩罚之地吗
？Or would the angels come carry you to heaven?
或者天使来把你带到天堂去
？Lord，
主啊
，That's a heavy story.
这是一个非常严肃的故事。
We're so thankful that you told it to us because we need to know these things.
主啊，我们如此的感谢你把这故事告诉我们，因为我们需要了解。
But they're not easy, Lord.
主啊，这不容易。
Because Lazarus went to heaven, but the rich man and his five brothers probably all went to hell.
因为拉撒路去了天堂。这财主也许他的五个兄弟都去了地狱。
We thank you, Lord, that Jesus came to forgive us our sins so that we could go to heaven.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，耶稣来赦免我们的罪。
We're thankful that all we have to do is repent and believe, and Jesus will forgive our sins and take us to heaven.
谢谢您，因为我们要做的一切就是悔改，相信耶稣就赦免我们的罪，把我们带到天堂。
And Lord, all of us would say, "I'd rather be Lazarus than the rich man."
我每一个人都说，我们愿意成为拉撒路，而不愿意成为那财主。
So thank you for this story. Thank you for today.
也谢谢您为这故事，谢谢您为今天带领我们。
Lord, may each of us take the counsel of this story and Moses and the prophets.
主啊，也盼望我们每一个人从这故事，从摩西先知，从圣经的话中得着启示和教导。
And repent and believe.
悔改而相信。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.